Week's parsha, Parshas Hamaraglim, Parshas Shlach. Okay, so it's a very, very big parsha. This is basically, this parsha is the reason why we're in Golus. Today, yesterday, 2,000 years. This is the reason why we're in Golus. So we have to understand this parsha very well. So it says, Vaydeber Hashem el Moshe le'mor. God spoke to Moses, Shlach lecha. Send according to you, Ledat Ha, says Rashi, according to your das. Anashim, Rashi says, Ksherim him. V'yaturu et Eretz Haknan, and they will latu, they will tour. It doesn't really mean tour, we're going to see what latu means. Et Eretz Kanan, Asher Ani Noten Lebnei Yisrael, which I give to the Jewish people. Ish echad, each person, Namata Avotav, according to his tribe, of his father. Tishlechu, send them, kol nasi behem, each nasi of the tribes. This is a representation of the whole Jewish people. The heads of the whole Jewish people were sent, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, shlach lecha ledatcha, you Moshe send them, I don't agree with sending them. This parsha is brought up later on, right? And it says, it says a different lashon. It says lachpo et haaretz, to dig the land. So that's in Parshas, in Chumash Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim. There, when it comes to the tochachot of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu says we were sent lachpo et haaretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to send them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this was going to fail. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu send them? Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu leave it up to Moshe Rabbeinu? And what is this Lashon Latu? We see the Lashon Latu comes up at the end of the parasha. Comes up in something we say three times a day. Vayoma, right? It says, Lo Taturu. A person shouldn't go after Acharei Levavchem Vacharei Neichem Asher Atem Zonim Acharehem. I.e., what tzitzis comes to remove us from, that latu is what happened here. Okay, I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to read a few things to see, and then we'll come back to the answer. So it says, V'yalu v'yaturu pos, in Shein it says, V'yalu v'yaturu et haaretz, they went, and they were latur et haaretz. And they saw bnei anakim, they saw big people, right? And Eshkol Anavim, they brought this big Eshkol Anavim, which they saw the fruit, the big fruit they brought, the Rimonim, the Teinim, and they saw that people were being buried. They saw they were very, very big, there were giants there. And they came back and they spoke about what they saw. And the whole story is, they came and they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. And the Chumash says, why is this parasha close to the parashas of Miriam? Because they saw Miriam speaking Lashon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Lashon Hara there was what? It was a mistake. She didn't understand the Ma'ala. She didn't understand the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that mistake caused us to speak improperly about her brother, who she loved and cared for. These Meraglim didn't take Tochacha from that Maisa, and they spoke Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael. It was the same Lashon Hara. There was a mistake in their understanding on the Ma'ala, on the level of Eretz Yisrael. They came back, and on the level of Moshe, and on the level in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help them. They came back. And what did they say? Efes ki az ha'am. These people are strong. And the arim betzurot, and the cities are strong. Gdolot mod, very big. Gam yiledei anak ra'inu sham. Also giant people we saw there. Amalek is there. And they showed them the fruit, the big fruit. And they caused the people to give up any hope of entering Eretz Israel. Kalev and Yeshua tried to calm things down. They didn't succeed. We'll get back to Kalev and Yeshua. V'tisa kol ha'eda. And they lifted up all the congregation, the whole Jewish people. These were the representatives of the Jewish people. V'yitnu et kolam. And they lifted up their voices. V'yivku ha'am b'laylahu. And they cried on that night. They cried, Bechi Shulchinam. They cried, cry of, for no good reason. This night is a night where we cry for good reason. That's what we take, that's the Tisha B'Av. All our tzaros, all the tzaros, all the goliaths of Klal Yisrael started in Tisha B'Av. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, even the Holocaust. I'm not sure the dates, but I was told.
Warsaw Ghetto Liquidation.
Yeah, okay. The Holocaust, the First World War, Tisha B'Av, the Second World War, was a continuation of the First World War, the Versailles Treaty, you know, we all know what happened there. All of Klal Yisrael's Tzaros is based on what happened here. That means every person's Tzaros, every person's difficulties are based on the mistake of the Meraglim. What was their mistake? What did Moshe Rabbeinu try to fix? And we see, we have to learn that tzitzis at the end of the parasha is a fixing of that mistake, or a trying to fix of that mistake. That's why we have tzitzis. Tzitzis is included. The Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar says that in Parshas Bamidbar it speaks about the Goliaths, the movement of Klal Yisrael, the trials and tribulations. There's a few mitzvahs of that are left over in Parshas Vayikra, but there's no mitzvahs l'doros. And the Rambam, it's as if he forgot about mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis isn't a mitzvah l'doros. Because you only find this mitzvah here, apart from the korbanos that were missed, that were left, were mashlim, parshas vayikra, the mitzvahs l'doros, we only have one mitzvah l'doros at tzitzis. Okay, you understand the kashas? You understand the questions? So it must be that tzitzis came to fix parshas meraglim. That's the same lashon. Now let's understand. Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael were not on the level of coming into Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wanted to be on a purely spiritual level. Ananei HaKavod, Man, everything they wanted. They had Moshe Rabbeinu. Any Shaila went straight to Hashem. They were complete Ruchnius. They didn't have to enter Eretz Yisrael, toil the land, deal with the land, fight for the land. Whatever level of fighting, because it would have been Derech Nes, but still the toiling of the land. Klal Yisrael didn't want that. When there's something that's difficult, how do you bring a person to come in terms with that difficulty? If a person has a desire for something, he's willing to go through difficulties to be mashlim that desire. The stronger the desire, the more a person's willing to overcome things in order to get that desire. If the desire is something ruchani, spiritual, it's even more strength he has. Physical, you know, if the pain is more than the physical pleasure, a person's not going to go for it. But something which is spiritual is not something which is for eternal, something which is very, very deep. Something which is a very strong and internal need in a person that a person is willing to give up for. So Moshe Rabbeinu sent them latur. Loshen latur is loshen of chemda, like lo tatur, lo tachmod, don't desire. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them latur to Eretz, to have a desire for the land. He sent the roshim, the heads of the nation, who represent Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the nation. And he sent them latur, to have a desire for the land, to see the beauty of the land, to see the ruchnis of the land. So the Rosh of the people, the heads of the people, represent the Einei Ha'eda. Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of the people. And Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to have a desire, to use their eyes to desire the land. What did they do? They saw people dying. Eretz Ocheret Yoshveh, a land which eats its people. They saw fruit, they saw giants. A land in which there's giants there. Mishuneh HaPeres, it's different, the fruit. How can we conquer such a land? What did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do it for? To show them the godless of Eretz Yisrael. To show them the level, the height in which a person can reach in Eretz Yisrael. So they have a desire for the Ruchnius, for the spirituality of Eretz Yisrael. The Aveira and the Shorish of all our godless and all of a person's godless is in his eyes. It's brought down in the Arizal. It's brought down in the Arizal. The chet, the shorish of all chet, is in a person's eyes. That's what tzitzis we're going to see is coming, going to come to fix. The ria of a person, the outlook of a person. There's two ways a person can look at life. There's what's called ayin tova, a proper and correct way. A way, tov comes from the word of fixed, a proper look and proper outlook at life. Lativa tederos means to taken, to fix the neros. Ayin ra means broken. There's a broken way to look at life. All of our tzaras come from a broken way, an incorrect way, a disconnection. Ayin ra means to see everything in front of you as broken, not fixed, not proper, incorrect. When they came, Latur et Ha'aretz, Moshe Rabbeinu sent them to have a desire. When you have a desire, when you have, then your ayin is open to look at good things, not at bad things. If your ayin is looking at bad things, what's to look at bad things? If all a person sees is himself, then all he can see out of himself is things to bring into himself. That's an ayin which is shoevet, an eye which brings into self. He sees something, wants to consume it, wants to bring it into himself. He sees something else, it's not good, wants to push it away from self. The good he wants to bring, or the what's seemingly good he wants to bring, which is seemingly bad he wants to push away. But it's all about self. That's ayin ra. When they went to see the land, says Nechumash Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, they went lachfor. When you dig for something, you're digging to find an excuse. You're digging because you know there's something there to pull out, to excuse you from going. Klal Yisrael wanted to be on the maila of just having a Kodesh Baruch Hu, just getting ruchnias, just living in this incubator of spirituality. Not dealing with the world, not dealing with life. Not going out of self, just absorbing into self. Ruchnius can also be just absorbing into self. The difference between Avodah Zarah and Avodah Hashem is very, very, very fine. The Ramban, when he speaks about Avodah Zarah, speaks about that they used to, the original Avodah Zarah, they used to, like, do things that they would have the shefa, they would bring the influence of the higher world, which they ultimately knew came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, onto them, and they would be matzliach, and they would use that influence to do good to themselves in the world. When we daven, we ask for things. What's wrong? We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us things. What's the difference? Says the Rosh Hashanah, when you ask for things, it's like, have, give me, like a dog asking. The difference between Avodah Hashem and Avodah Zarah, I'm not saying that Chas V'Shalom person davens Avodah Zarah, but the difference between Avodah Hashem is histaklut, how a person looks. Is he serving Hashem, Chas V'Shalom, like Kain Avodah Zarah, to bring to himself Shefa, that he has a better life, that he has all these good influences? Or is he bringing Avodah Hashem, he's bringing the Kodesh Baruch Hu onto himself so he can give to the world, so he can make the world a better place. The Meraglim wanted to be Tachat Kanfei Hashchina, just to receive Kiviyachol from the Kodesh Baruch Hu and not to express in the world. Eretz Yisrael is the place in which the Jewish people express their godliness in the world, in which they give through the giving in Eretz Yisrael to each other. They represent as a nation how to live and how to behave, and they become a light to the world. That's the difference between Ayin Ra and Ayin Tova. Ayin Ra just sees the person himself, sees what's only good for him, sees what brings him his needs, his lusts, his conquests. There's a Gemara which speaks about Alexander Mukdon, Alexander the Great, that he conquered the whole world. And he wanted to conquer the world to come. And they didn't allow him. And the Gemara goes on and it says, put all your weight on this side, and there was an eye on the other side. And all Alexander Mukdom's wealth was on the one side, and the eye was on the other side. And the eye outweighed all of his wealth, and he conquered the whole world. What's the Gemara teaching us? That whatever a person can get, whatever levels of physicality, whatever he can consume in his life, his eye will never be satiated. It'll always want more. Yesh lo mana, if you have 100, what's a matai, he wants 200. Doesn't matter where you are in life. Doesn't matter if you're a millionaire or a billionaire or a trillionaire or whatever you are. The desire just gets greater. If you're going in that direction, you're never satiated. You're never satisfied with your life. You're always lacking. That's what's called Ayin Hara. That was the head of the Meraglim. The Ayin Tova of Enei HaChachamim, what it should have been, the Ayin of the Nesiei of Klal Yisrael, what should have been, is an Ayin Tova. What's Ayin Tova? An Ayin where you see outside of you, where you look outside of you, you see someone else. You see someone else's needs, you see someone else's ritzonas, his wills. You see in order to give to other people, in order to care for other people. Other people exist apart from you. Revolbi says, the hardest thing in Midas HaChesed is to actually give to another person what they need. Not a projection of what you need, but to give them actually what they need. To see another person apart from seeing yourself. That was the head of the Meraglim. They were unable to see a proper Riyah. A Riyah outside of self. A Riyah in which what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for them was to show them the beauty of Eretz Yisrael. The godless of Eretz Yisrael. That Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Ochelet Yoshver, the Isaac Chava says, what does that pasuk mean? It means in Eretz Yisrael is the only land in which we have Mida Keneged Mida. That if a person's actions gets paid for accordingly in Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Ochelet Yoshver. It's a land which eats its people. If you do wrong in Eretz Yisrael, you get paid for it. The land does not allow you to do averas. It reminds you, it's a special anhaga that's only in Eretz Yisrael. Because it's a place in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there with us. He's looking after us. He's making sure we're in tune spiritually. What they saw the hefech. They didn't want to get avodas Hashem according to how they were overed. They want to be Nene Miziva Shechina without any avodah. Man's goddess is exactly that. Everyone's individual goddess is exactly that. Everyone wants Ruchnius. Everyone wants to be close to Hashem, but free. Everyone wants to take away yeshiva. You come in, you learn a bit, you become ruchani, you float around a bit, and everything works out. Did you have to go to Eretz Yisrael? And you have to toil, and you have to change your midas, and you have to work on yourself, and you have to change yourself for marriage, for life, for relationships, for being a Kiddush Hashem. And to go into the world and be this Kiddush Hashem, and with all the trials and tribulations outside in the world, to be the person who has Enei Ha'eda, the proper Ayin, the Ayin Tova, the Ayin that looks out of himself, looks out to give. There's not many people like that in the world. You have to be those people. That's the tikkun of our goddess. The tikkun of our goddess is the proper inayim. Now we'll speak about tzitzis. How tzitzis? It's not a mitzvah l'doros. It's a mitzvah that came because of the meraglim. It came because of the goddess. Tzitzis is loshen tzitz. It's a loshen of ria. It's a loshen of looking. So we see, if you go now to the end of the parsha, and we see tzitzis, what does it say? Tzitzis is coming to fix us. This is the shorish. So Rashi says, what's tzitzis? Why we have tzitzis in Kriyat Shema? What tzitzis? What's tzitzis about? So Rashi says as follows. Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amata lehem. And you tell them, asu lehem tzitzis. Make for them tzitzis. Al kanfei bigdehem. On the corners of the garment. Why on their garments? What is tzitzis on their garments for? What is riyah on your garment? What is your garment? Heard from Rav Moshe Shapira. The lashon of levush. Levush is your garment. Levush is lo bosh. Not to be embarrassed. We needed a garment because of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that he was vita bosh yeshu. They were embarrassed because they were sinning. Man, after the sin of Adam HaRishon, is embarrassed with his goof. His goof is not expressing man's higher self. He's bosh. You wear levush to be lobosh, not to be embarrassed. Or begid, like I said, it's loshon begida, right? It reminds us of the begida that we had on the Chet, and the begid is the begid of lechavod of tifaras, the big day kohen gadol. Because the begodim of the kohen gadol is big day malchus. It's the proper expression of man. That's why all the begodim represent different aspects of the midas of man. The Gemara in Erechin says, we did that once. So tzitzis comes to put on our garment so that our low bosh, our begida, our covered goes in the right way, has a proper expression. Amidobad, right? Has to be proper size. The Kohen Gadol has to wear his begodim. That midobad is proper midas, proper expression. That proper expression has to have a tzitzis, has to have a tachlis, a tcheles, purpose. So Rashi says, "Uschartem et kol mitzvotatem." What do you do now? So sorry, we put on al kanfei bigdeim ledorotam. We not know how to tzit hakanapa to tcheles. Put tcheles with loshon tcheles. Tcheles comes from loshon of taf. Taf is a loshon 400. Is a loshon of malchus. We see 400, the 400 things that he gave to Ephron. Taf is the end of the alphabet, right? It's the final expression, right? The final thing that was done was the burial of Sarah with 400 kesev over the socher, right? And then it has kol in the middle. Kol, the representation of everything, is malchus. Malchus, every aspect of self gets expressed in malchus. Tcheles is that which takes us to our tachlis, our purpose, which is to be fully expressed in a proper way. So then it says, Vayalachem letzitzin, be few tzitzis, uritem oto. Uritem oto. Tzitz is a lotion of looking. It's an intense looking. La tzitz. Tzitz ben acharachim. Actually, it's not intense. It's like to look for a moment because you can't. It's talking about actually looking at the higher worlds. When you look at the higher worlds, you can't stare. You can only look for a moment, glimpse at it, and come back. You can't live there, but that glimpse brings you to your proper understanding. Uritem oto. And you look at the tzitzis. Uschatem et kol mitzvos asem, and you remember all the mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'asitem otam, and you do them. Velo taturu, and you won't go astray. You won't desire acharei levavchem, the desires of your heart, acharei neichem, your eyes see, I want to draw into you. Asher atem zomim achareihem. That's a Lashon Znus. Lashon Erayas, Lashon Avodah Zarah. You're going away, you're bringing into you, you're drawing into you. That's the whole parasha here, that's the whole of man's struggle. How he looks at life, how he sees it. So Rashi says, what's Tzchal to be called Mitzvah Hashem? Sheminyan Gematria Shul Tzitzis, Tzadik, Yud Tzadik, Yud Tzadik is 90, Yud is 10, Tzitzi is twice that, that's 200, and Taf is 400, 600. Sheshmaot, Shmone Chutim that you have in your Tzitzis is 8, V'chamishak Sharim, and 5 knots is Tariyak Mitzvah. So you look at your Tzitzis, you remember Kol Mitzvah Hashem. It's hinted there the tzitzis. And if you have, we don't have tcheles. But if you have tcheles, then you see man see his tachlis, which was tcheles. So the Gemara says, you look at the blue of the tcheles, or the blue-green of the tcheles, it reminds you of the sea. From the sea, it reminds you of the heavens, the rakia. From the rakia, it reminds you of what?
Kisei
HaKavod. So we have to understand what that means. We'll go back to that. Why you have these levels. What these levels mean in terms of a person's aliyah, a person's dargas. But that's what tzitzis are. The Ramban argues it. First of all, tzitzis is not written with a yud. And second of all, you know, one kesher is deraisa. But it doesn't matter. Not really argue. The Ramban says the tcheles, which is what reminds us. It brings this gemara. That's what reminds us of Kisei HaKavod. That reminded him, remember Kisei HaKavod, then you're going to do all the mitzvahs Hashem. But they're not, it's not a real argument. It's just different aspects of the same thing. Now that we know this, first of all, you go to Chutz La'aretz, you wear tzitzis. Keep the tzitzis on. Tzitzis guards us. It's a beged. It's a beged that controls our desires. It brings us to proper ria, to proper looking. The story, there's a story of the Gemara Menachos, that one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Chiya, I think I told you this, wanted to fix this concept of tzitzis in the world. There was a cheap woman at the other side of the world. We used to take 400 zuz. It's a very large amount. That means twice the salary of a yearly salary. That's a lot of money. And she used to get it. And this is, he was zahir but mitzvah tzitzis. He was careful in mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis is in menachos, it's in kachim. Tefillin is in kachim. There's a kedusha that these things bring onto you. Kedushas of your neshama, which is tefillin. Kedushas of your guf, which is tzitzis. Your goof should behave in a way that you're not drawing into it, but you're looking out to give of it. You understand what I'm saying? So now, he went, being that he was Zion Mitzvah Sitzis, he went to fix this concept in the world. So he went there. And there were 7 beds. And the final one was a bed of gold. She took him onto the bed of gold, and before anything happened, and he nearly failed, his tzitzis flapped him in his face, he fell down, and he wanted to leave. She held on to him and said, is there anything you see in me that's not proper? He says, the most beautiful thing in the world. He went away. She saw this, the nace of the mitzvah, the koach of a mitzvah. There was never anyone who left her. And she ran after him. She gave a third of her wealth to Malchus, a third of her wealth to Tzedakah, and a third of the wealth she took with her. She came to Rabbi Chiya, and she wanted to be Midgaya. Told him the story. Rabbi Chiya called a Talmud. He says, instead What you didn't get, the Issel, what you didn't get in the forbidden way, now you're going to get in Kedusha. And they got married. And he was metakin that concept in the world. Tzitzis fixes that concept in the world. Fixes man's desires, man's lust, man's bringing into himself. That's the koach of tzitzis. And there's a bracha there. That whatever we mimait, we refrain from when we go out into the world, whatever we don't get be'iso, HaKadosh Baruch gives us the Kedusha. We get it with our wives, we get it with our family, we get it with our children. Whatever we refrain from, but it's haftocha of that Gemara, that's haftocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's haftocha of Rabbi Chiya. That's what the Gemara is teaching you. You understand? We now going to Chutz La'aretz. We've learned, we've been in this bubble, this ananea covered called yeshiva, this incubator. We now have to go into the world with proper eyes. Not eyes that consume, not eyes that draw into oneself, but eyes that, not ayin hara, ayin tova, ayin that wants to give, wants to express, wants to be a kiddush Hashem. Ayin which looks properly at our own lives. Ayin which sees the goodness of our lives. Ayin which has a proper outlook. All of man's sorrows are from him. From him himself. The mistakes of his outlook on life. All of the ra in man comes from his enayim. Comes from his wrong outlook to life. Enei chachamim. The eyes of the wise, the rebbeim, the enei chachamim, the proper eyes that a person has. We have to have enei chachamim. The Torah teaches us to have proper eyes, and eyes of giving, and eyes of expression. That's what takes us away from the goddess of the Meraglim. We're not out of that goddess. We're 2,000 years in that goddess. We haven't got out of that goddess. We're still in there. And Chazal say, what is that goddess? Sinas Chinam. That we hate. We hate. For no real reason. That all comes from the same concept of ayin hara. That all comes from, you can't hate a person if you want to give to them. You can't hate a person if you care for them. You can only hate a person if you both want to consume the same thing and he takes it from you and you want to fight with him about what he took. Whatever it is, power, emotions, whatever it is. That's our goddess. That's where we are. That's where we all are. Which enayim do we want to have? How are we going to change our istaklus? We have to go out of ourselves. We have to be giving people. We have to be expressive of the goodness that we have. And we have to have a proper outlook of who we really are to change that mindset in us. It's our mindset which brings us all our ra. We change that outlook. We have a enayim that give. We have a enayim that give out, not that draw in. And when you have a enayim that give out, everyone is drawn into you. Because there's not many people like you in the world. That's what a person has to be. That's entering Eretz Yisrael. When we want to Eretz Yisrael, means we want to enter a land in which we are fully expressive. When there's expression, a proper expression, means the expression of the malchus of each person, the malchus of the Jewish people. And then we'll be a light to the nation. And a light gives off, like the Siddur Hashem says, in a dark room, or in a dark place, you see things. You see an amud, you see a pillar, and it looks like a man. You see a rushing in the bushes, it looks like a, it's a lion, it's really a little cat over there. Right? You see funny things. But when you have proper light in the morning, in Geula, when there's Gula, you see properly. When there's light, you see properly. Being a light to the nations is giving the world a proper eyes. The way you give the world the proper eyes is to give them light. They can see properly. If you have those eyes, you are a light to the nation. And you're distributing that light around you. And people will change around you because they'll see you. But if you don't have those proper eyes, you yourself are living in somewhat darkness. Your light won't emit. It'll emit a little. There'll be a little difference. But it depends on you. The more you change, the more the people around you change. The more you affect the world, the better. The more the world comes, litikuno, comes to that proper tachlis, that proper purpose. Now you say we're going to explain the levels. So there's tcheles, there's the proper real. There's dargas, then there's the yam. The yam is the yam of chokhmah, the yam of Torah. That first person can get that, first level is Torah, learning Torah. Then there's Rakia. Rakia is the upper waters and the lower waters. Lower waters are the waters, the Yam of HaTalmud, the Yam of learning, Torah. But then there's the Rakia, the higher waters, the more internal waters. That's the Yam of Kabbalah. That's the Torah HaPnimi, the higher waters. That's the inner waters. Then a person learns to understand the depth of what's behind everything. How Kodesh Baruch Hu exactly connects with the world. And then, after you go to the Rakia, right? So then you go to Kisei HaKavod. Kisei HaKavod is a place where a person's neshama was created, was nechsav mi Kisei HaKavod, the throne of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The understanding, a deep understanding of self, that can only be done in the afterlife. That a person's neshama comes back to the Kisei HaKavod. To the Kisei HaKavod, when he understands the kavod he brought to the world, when he understands his own kavod. Everyone's looking for kavod. Everyone's looking for honor. The Mishnah says, if you chase after kavod, it runs away from you. Chase after money, it comes to you. Chase after kavod, it runs away from you. I don't know, you can chase after kavod. You can get it, I think you can get it. You know, you're a big billionaire, you're a big business, you buy a thing, you get a lot of kavod. You can get kavod, chase after it, get it. You can be a CEO of a company, you can be a this, you can be a that, right? You can write a fancy book, you can do a thing, right? You can be a muscle man, yeah, you can do, I don't know. People have fine, other things have kavod, right? You can get kavod. Why not? Chase it and get it. The world does that. So what are you saying? Ha, fuck, you can chase kavod and get it. That's not covered. That's the pshat. That's not covered. What is covered? Covered is when a person has internal weight. Covered means heaviness. If I have a nice BMW, it makes me feel covered. Or if you have, you're the CEO of a big company that gives you covered. You have a few billion dollars that gives you covered. What gives you kavod? Your internal self. Changing of yourself internally. Changing of your outlook to life. Changing of becoming a giving human being. A caring human being. That's what gives a person kavod. Kavod is not external. If you chase after kavod, you're looking for the wrong kavod. That's why it runs away from you. But if you're looking to change yourself, your internal self, to be a good human being, to have the enei ha'eda, the iron that looks out to give, then you have prophet kavod. That's Kisei HaKavod. When we get to Kisei HaKavod, when the olam of neshamas, and the neshama requires that kavod, because it was created from a mokum of kavod, there, man sees his real kavod, his internal world that he built. That's the world that comes from tcheles, from living a man with his tachlis. And a man goes from the yam of chochma to pnimis of chochma, and then he learns, and he's giving of his chochma. Because the biggest thing you can give to a person is how to live his life properly and how to think properly. The only ani, the only real poor person in the world, that he's a real poor person, is ani bedas. Someone who doesn't have das, doesn't know to connect properly, doesn't have chokhmah to connect, doesn't have das to connect properly to the world. That's the only ani. Tzitzis is here to fix the chet of the meraglim, of lo tatulu, that we shouldn't go acharei enechem, the eyes of drawing into self. Asher atem zonim achareihem, acharei levavchem, ve'enechem asher atem zonim achareihem. Halev chomed, the heart desires, the eye sees, wants to draw in. And then asher zonim achareihem. Ruch Hashem, and come. What is das? So it says, v'yeda et chave ishto. Das means connection. Proper das, das tov, means a das of fixing. When the person fixes himself, fixes the world, it means that he's connecting properly to the world. Das ra means a broken das, a das where he breaks things, where he disconnects from things, his improper connection. That's what das is. If you're an anime das, means you have improper das. You don't know how to properly connect. A person can only properly connect if it's a lo taturu. If he's lo taturu, if he doesn't go after his desires. Man going after his desires is improper connection. He's not connecting, he's eating. He's absorbing. He's consuming. Man can only connect when he gives to that which he's connecting to, which he looks and sees another human being in which he can give to and care for and connect with. That's proper das. A man can't live alone. Lo tov hiyot adam levado. It's not good. It's not proper. It's not proper connection. Vidat chave ishto is viyu basa echad. Man connects to his wife. What it means, his wife? We said this many times. Esh Yischayil. We say on our Shabbos table. Why on a Shabbos day we say Eish Yischayil? Why if that's the time you praise your wife? Why? Because the world, Shabbat Shalom, the world comes to its ultimate connection. The lower spiritual worlds connect to the higher spiritual worlds. Shabbos is a time of Shalom. There's no Ra in the world. The lower worlds, which represent the worlds of Ra, connect with the higher worlds, and there's Shalom in the world. There's no Ra, there's proper connection. On Shabbos is the time that Adam and Chava should have connected. That would have been Das Tov. They connected on the weekday, that's Das Ra. Shabbos is the time of Shalom, of Shleimus, of completion. It's a time of connection. So when we say Esh Yischayil, we're praising the woman of valor, the woman in which we properly should be connecting with. Says the Gro. This woman is three women. It's our wives, it's the Torah, and it's our soul. Because there's three aspects to man. Bein Adam l'chaveru, man and his fellow self, man and his creator, and man and his self, his soul. Man has to connect to all three with proper connection, with proper das. And proper das only comes with proper riyah, with a proper looking, with a proper outlook to life. With an outlook of lehitiv, to give of himself, to see the world as not a world of absorbing, but a world of expression, of giving and caring. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zoche when we go back to Chutz La'aretz, that we're not in the atzis of the meraglim, we're not the Taturu acharei levavchem acharei nechem, where the low taturu, and our eyes are eyes of caring and of giving and being kiddush Hashem.